Some of the ag implications of the One Big Beautiful Bill today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The One Big Beautiful Bill, passed by Congress and signed by the President in July, includes provisions for many programs normally found in the Farm Bill. Attorney Rusty Rumley with the National Agricultural Law Center at the University of Arkansas says there's a big difference, though. One that threatens the traditional bipartisanship that produced previous farm bills.
The partnership between nutrition and agriculture has been one of the primary reasons that we've been able to get farm bills every, 5 to 7 years, going all the way back to 1933. If that relationship is broken, and I don't know that it's completely broken yet, but if that relationship gets broken, I think it's very, very difficult to ever have another farm bill.
Rumley says the bill provides a lot of the security farmers normally get from the farm bill.
Short term, I think farmers come out ahead under the One Big Beautiful Bill. What I'm not so sure about is, are we sacrificing long-term protection for a short-term gain? And I think that's going to be one of those things that's just going to have to play out over time.
Rumley returns tomorrow with another angle on the bill. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.